C9B, mobile, monitor.
WTUJKT.
Eric, hope you had a good week, kid. Took a bunch of raincoat today, and hopefully you'll stay dry all day.
Umbrella on the way out the door this morning, so hopefully we'll stay dry. How about you?
Rain overcoat, ready to go. Expected to get a little wet today, but that's what the raincoat's for, so. I guess it's a good day to be working.
The construction in the rain, it'll be an easy ride into work this morning.
Coming down the mountain, had a traction trailer in the cattle chute, but once we got out of that, got around him, everything's smooth sailing. Saturday went up there to that little tailgate meet up there in Hendersonville. Had a good time, had lunch with the guys. Had to hang out with the birthday boy, Patrick. And yesterday we didn't do anything. Mother's Day, me and Mama stayed home, and we sat around the house. She got to do her little diamond painting she likes to do, and I got to play with the radios a little bit.
We did a whole bunch of stuff around the house. We still had the kids, so and trying to keep them out of trouble all weekend. And, you know, typical stuff for us, nothing too major. We'll make it up to Hendersonville on Saturday.
It's a decent little turnout. I mean, it's a small deal, but hopefully it'll get bigger as time goes on. You never know. We're looking forward to it anyway. The warm weather, it's kind of a seasonal thing. It don't ruin the wintertime during the nice summer months.
A thing, or a quarterly thing, or annual, or what?
Periodic thing. I think they were trying to get it as a monthly thing, but there'll be another one coming up. We'll let you know when it comes up.
I got a couple of HF radios I'd like to get rid of.
Radio thing, and that one of the Bluetooth radios I was trying to move. Can't get no takers on it, though. Well, I want to go to Dayton this weekend.
Oh, I forgot.
Man, road trip. That's a long road trip, though. It was a 7-hour ride.
Can't wait to go to a ham fest.
The Back Daddy Ham Fest.
I'd like to go one time sometime, but I just don't see myself ever being able to get away.
Well, I want to go just to... Just say I've been. It's not like I really need anything now. You know, I've got my radios where I want, so. And I'm not the, you know, gotta have the newest, greatest thing. So, what we do is be a matter of going for the road trip and then seeing what's out there, just to see what's up about the Dayton Ham Fest, you know?
I get it, but, I don't know. There hasn't been a whole lot new lately. Although Kenwood's got their new VNU mobile radio coming out, which looks kind of interesting, and then, you know, Yates's got a couple of new things coming out. But, yeah, I mean, we've got Shelby right in my backyard, so that's a pretty big ham fest, and it's, you know, not the best ham fest. It's only 2 days this year, which is I thought was kind of interesting. It's only Friday and Saturday instead of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I guess they figured out that everybody packs up and leaves on Saturday anyway, so why rent everything for the extra day if everybody's going to be gone?
I've actually, me and Patrick talked about it while I was at the little tailgate thing, and I've actually got my application all printed out and everything for a campsite. Me and Mama might take the camper in, and I think Patrick's talking about Cobbett and bringing maybe one or two other guys.
Over there this week, this year as well, and just hanging out, but it's just, you know, I have to make the reservation now, but I don't actually know if I would ever, you know, would actually be able to get over there, so, you know, it's just, you know, waste of money if I don't end up going.
Refundable once you make the reservation.
I mean, I don't think they've even come close to selling out campsites yet. And I'm in the club, so I can get, I could probably get one if I needed one. But, I don't know, we'll see.
It's 40 at night. Not a biggie.
In North Carolina?
I guess. It's not in here this morning, huh?
In there this weekend, but, I hadn't heard him this morning, so I guess he's probably still there.
Think without Patrick can check it in here every morning.
There's definitely, definitely something to be said when somebody is no longer part of the group. I mean, he's part of the group, but, just not here in the mornings.
Yeah, life is dynamic. It changes. Nothing stays the same.
A good recliner with a radio next to it like David and join us for his coffee in the morning.
He's got a radio room in there. I don't know what he's got in it, but a recliner would be a big plus. Big TV, maybe even a refrigerator. Oh, yeah, and the bell so he can call the wife. So, honey, can you give me this?
Double, I think. But I heard two people trying to talk, W2JKT.
Can be. That might have been me. I've got my APRS running in the background. And after I unkeyed, I looked down and it was transmitting, so.
Mr. Leon was the only one I heard. Good morning, gentlemen. KF4MUF.
How you doing, WTJKT?
Doing top shelf. Making my way to that work day for a rainy day out there in the field.
Hey.
I got to move a big track hoe down into a housing development so we can put in a 60-inch pipe.
Storm drain, huh?
Well, we usually go all the way up to a 72, but this one's 60-inch, and I think it's going to be 114, 118 feet long, and about 28 feet deep.
A lot of dig in there.
Dug digging in there, boy, that's going to be a deep one.
Going in all around us, and we definitely see those trenches they're digging for all the storm drains. It's weird because all these developments, they're putting in these big drainage ponds as well. So, I guess they're anticipating a lot of runoff.
With the curb and gutter, it's going to create that because it all goes into one spot, but they have to do that because if they don't and they just try to dump it into a creek, there'll be too much water to keep overflowing the creek.
Goes into the drainage pond and only goes into the creek if it hits the I guess that little drain they put in that, I don't know what they call those, but it only drains out to the creek if it gets so high.
Flows or outflows?
45 miles an hour in the middle lane of 85 here this morning.
How you do it?
We've got a bill in the legislature right now that'll increase the minimum speeds on the freeway. And if you're not going at least, I think it's 10 under the speed limit is what the minimum speed is going to be, and it's going to be a 4-point offense for driving too slow on the interstate.
I'll agree that someday need to do something to keep them people like that out of that middle lane for doing that kind of speed.
People out there, I don't understand them. I guess they figure they possess the left lane, and that's their lane, and they're going to keep it.
The self-righteous types that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit because they don't want anybody else to speed.
That one, it's not their concern if I speed. It's mine.
Job to be the enforcer of the laws.
Short-sightedness on their part because they don't know why the person is speeding. It might be a medical emergency. It might be somebody, a loved one at the hospital. You're just judging everybody else.
Or could be just trying to move with the flow of traffic. It creates the risk. It's driving at a different speed than everyone else that creates the risk.
See a purge day on the interstate.
Purge day.
They had a while back, or they had one day where you called the purge. One day all crime was legal.
What about that?
The purge.
But like y'all, I've never watched something like that.
Never watched the whole thing. Somebody told me about it and I started watching it. I said, damn, I'm not going to watch this.
I placed a hide for 24 hours.
Week. Tomorrow begins the safety kickoff for the DOT tomorrow and the next day for brakes and tires.
Trucks off the road to inspect brakes and tires.
It's a DOT check. DOT push for brakes and tires. They'll be doing stopping lots of trucks.
On the side of the road, I thought you had to roll up on a dyno where they could test the road force that the brakes could stop.
If the truck left broken brake drums or cracked air lines or you name it, they just get it inspected.
The truck's out there, you can crawl under it, look at the pads, you'll see how thick they are, see if they're cracked or not, check your adjustment on it to make sure they're right. It's going to be breaking out their little pencil for checking their tread depth too, right?
30 seconds on drive, 430 seconds on steer, and 230 seconds on drive, and I'm still like it, baloney stuff. Yeah, they'll be checking all that. And it's supposed to rain tomorrow the next day, so it'll be interesting.
About the county is the fact that they usually keep up on all their tires. You know, for the most part, if the driver tells them about it, they'll check it and change it out.
Before, they're pretty good about that. You point it out to them, they'll do their best to get it checked. And, you know, they're just kind of curious, you know, because we're buying a lot of trucks and getting away from the leased vehicles. The leased vehicles just about taking it over to the company and getting them to fix them. But, you know, when you start having to pay out of pocket. 9B
Mobile.
Mobile.
I do brakes on my truck, but every year I go in, they say the brakes are still great. I've got 116,000 miles on the truck, a lot of that pulling my camper, and the original factory brakes are still well within. I think the last time they were in, they were still 6 millimeters.
Good brakes on it then, huh? Because usually the camper's brakes is what keeps you straight, so, you know, you got it set just right to where it pulls more on the camper than it does your truck, which saves your brakes.
I do have it set to give me a good little push there, or a good little pull there. So, yeah, I think the brake controller in the truck starts off at like, I forget what the number is, but then, you know, it's got a sensor in it. The harder I push, the more it pulls. So that's probably it.
Like 84,000 on my truck, and that's the original brakes. I've never replaced the brakes on it yet.
Tells me either one of y'all like to, well, I know you don't, Leon, because you drive a big truck, but y'all don't like to fly up on a stop sign or a stoplight and just slam on your brakes.
Yeah, it's close to 9,000 pounds. These little Prius, they like a zip around me. If the light turns green, I have a slow takeoff.
Mine's 10,000, so I totally understand.
Light, you just gotta, okay, light's gonna be red by the time I get there, so I just let off the gas, coast up to the light.
The truck with my camper together is about 18,000, so definitely take it easy with that. My pickup truck alone is, last time I got out of the dump, you know, they weigh you going in and weigh you going out. And the last time I was on my way out, I was 7,800 just with me in it. So it's a lot of steel.
You know what they call that? A good frame.
My payload is officially only about 2,000, but you should see what people put on these things. I mean, the Titan is a pretty solid frame. I mean, I've seen people pull on fifth wheels that I would never attempt to put on the truck, but they do it all the time, and it holds up okay, according to them, anyway.
Trucks, people towing these ultralight campers, and the truck's got a broken frame, so it's like a V.
About a unibody, right?
F-150s, a lot of them have been breaking frames, people towing fifth wheels.
Unibody, okay, wow, all right.
says the body has no strength in itself because it's all aluminum, and so it doesn't contribute anything. At least you have, if you have steel body, at least that contributes some help.
Aluminum, they get better fuel mileage.
I was loving an aluminum hitch. I even think about getting one until I start looking at the ratings on them. You know, I want to be able to pull at least 20,000 pounds with my truck, and you can't get an aluminum hitch that's going to do that.
I never in a million years use an aluminum hitch for anything. Absolutely cannot handle repetitive stress.
Pretty.
Because I really like, but man, they really like them price-wise, too. But, you know, you pretty much get what you pay for.
A lot of princes, that's what you want, right? Something you're not going to use it for anything but riding around.
A nice, pretty truck with a pretty aluminum hitch on it. You know, he ain't hauled a whole lot. She's still kind of pretty when she cleans up. But, yeah, you can tell it's a work trip.
Mine, too.
I washed my truck since I moved to Shelby.
Out now, Eric.
You don't get the whole concept of a parking lot princess. I mean, these, you know, I see a lot of these trucks around Shelby, too, and they've got the, I guess the latest fad is to have your tow mirrors extended all the way out as far as you can get them to drive around, and hanging, you know, since they banned the reproductions of genitalia being hanged from the trailer hitch, now they're just hanging actual, you know, six, you know, hex nuts from chains from the trailer hitch, which is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yes, there's kind of show you how strong it is, right?
It'd be quite as entertaining as the insecurity of the toxic, insecure man.
Get their hands dirty from changing the tire.
They can't call their dad anymore.
I'm about to roll into the parking lot, so I'm going to wish y'all a farewell and talk to y'all a little later on. Y'all have a great day, and I'll be clear on your finals, KF4MUF.
Cody, you have a great day. Stay dry. Stay in the cab of that nice tractor. Don't get wet. 73NC9B.
You have a fun and safe day playing in the mud. You deserve that kind of fun. We'll talk to you later. WC6AT.
Because I'm about ready to pull up to work also, Eric. So finish your ride into work, stay dry, enjoy. Yeah, use your umbrella. NC9B.
Day 2, be safe out there. We will talk to you later. This is W2JKT Mobile.